Psalm 78, Part 3, Preface. God beholds all our acts, hears all our words, and sees the very thoughts of our hearts from afar off. Nothing can we hide from Him, and His wrath against the wicked burns like an oven. This is attested by the history of Israel as a nation, as well as by the punishments visited on individual persons. Sin cries unto God in heaven, as is demonstrated by the examples of the Sodomites and the builders of Babel, and it draws down His vengeance as magnet draws the iron. Ingratitude, despising God's word, idolatrous trust in earthly things, and carnal vices can and shall not remain unpunished. Neither can hypocritical and insincere repentance or the mere form and profession of godliness appease the divine anger. To say, "Lord, Lord," is not enough. We must also do the will of the Father in heaven. If you have sinned, flee to the cross of Christ for refuge from the impending wrath, and henceforth avoid sin, lest it bring on you temporal punishment and eternal destruction. Strong words of warning are recorded in the latter part of the 78th Psalm. And He led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And He brought them to the border of His sanctuary, even to this mountain, which His right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not His testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. They provoked Him to anger with their high places, and moved Him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, He was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that He forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which He placed among men, and delivered His strength into captivity and His glory into the enemy's hand. He gave His people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with His inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. And He smote His enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, He refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which He loved. And He built His sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which He had established forever. He chose David also, His servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, great with young, He brought them to feed Jacob His people, and Israel His inheritance. So He fed them according to the integrity of His heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of His hands. Summary. Highly does this text praise the mercy and long-suffering of God. Much forbearance has He with sinners, sparing them and granting them time for repentance. How often did He send Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh, showing mighty wonders before him, and only when that unhappy king persisted in hardening his heart, was he finally abandoned to destruction. How many a time did Israel, forsaking the Lord, provoke Him to anger by serving other gods, yet He chastened them only with the rod of men, with moderate stripes, so as not to destroy them. Whenever they cried unto Him, He gave them saviors to deliver them from the hand of their enemies. And finally He chose David, the shepherd boy, and seated him on the throne of Israel. The whole world lay in wickedness, but God spared it and sent His Son, born in the city and of the seed of David, who redeemed us by His blood and earned for us that righteousness which is imputed by faith and which avails before God. Wherefore He is now seated on the throne of David, an everlasting king. Let us be thankful to him and show ourselves loyal subjects to our King of a twofold royalty. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, O Lord, for thy manifold blessings in temporal and spiritual things. Punish us not as we deserve, but chasten us with the rod of a father, and remember that thy Son, Jesus Christ, did endure the punishment due to our transgressions. For his sake, blot out our iniquities, and account them to us no more, but grant our eyes to see thy salvation. Amen.